the insurance source. And what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates. This Tuesday, the Clemson Tigers are at home inside Little John Coliseum as they play host to Georgia Tech, a late-night game against an ACC foe. And Clemson looks to take care of business at home with a win. Broadcast begins at 8:30 p.m. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
The ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
Good.
I guess we go back and start with Clemson basketball. And we'll get to NFL football. I think the game against Virginia Tech was a tough defensive physical game in that regard. It almost seemed like at one point it was slipping away. It was a game Clemson had to have, in my estimation. You're playing without two starting guards. That's a problem, especially when you're playing a team that, in theory at least, has elite guards in Padula and Couture. And that worried me a little bit going in. I just had a feeling this was going to be a tough game, as we talked about going into the weekend. Obviously we get to the end of the game and Brad Brownell dials up a nice play. You basically got four out, one in. I think the part that has been missed in the Hunter Tyson three was that Wiggins was inbounding the ball. I mean, they trusted Wiggins to inbound the ball. Now, he's tall, and he can see over an on-ball defender if they're going to try and pressure the side inbounds. But still, you're trusting a kid to inbound the ball in that situation, which I thought was unique. But you're left with no choice but to trust some of these kids due to the injury issues you have. And I'm going to get to those elements of the game, but let's talk about the final shot that was essentially the game winner. You're basically starting with four out and one in. The one in is Galloway. And the action starts with Tyson down screening for Galloway. Now, Shefflin basically clears out. Shefflin starts out high, and he basically heads toward the corner to clear out, to create a little space there. Hall sets a high post screen for a second high post screen for Galloway. So Galloway initially gets screened for by Hunter on the down screen. Then Hall sets a second screen for Galloway. And Galloway, you know, comes around that screen at the top of the key. I think if he's wide open, that's probably your option. But he really wasn't wide open. And I don't think he was the main option on the play. The main option was that secondary action. And so you have had, you already had P.J. Hall setting one screen there because he has set the second screen for Galloway. And then Hall screens two guys. He screens Hunter Tyson's guy, who's coming around basically in the same action, except Hall is now sort of semi-down screen, needs to be careful he doesn't get caught for a moving screen. But he comes about halfway down the lane. He screens two guys. He screens two defenders. And it's a great job. P.J. Hall screened the whole world on this sequence. He screened initially for Galloway, then he screened two guys for Tyson. And so Tyson comes around and you're looking for that top of the key shot, which is the easiest three. And he has the shot, but Couture has still fought through it and is still there to defend it, but he's no longer under control. He can't close out on Tyson under control because he's trying to catch up. And so Hunter Tyson just gives him a simple shot fake, lets him run by, and then he has a wide-open look for the three, and he buries it. And quite honestly, he had not shot well. He had not shot well during the game, you know, but it was a great play design. It was a great job by Hunter Tyson to use the shot fake, to let Couture sail by him, and then to bury that three once he did. But the whole play was nicely designed, and I think the elements that were lost in it were twofold. One, it was Wiggins with the inbounds. It's trusting a freshman to make decisions with the ball in that circumstance. And then it's the P.J. Hall screens on the play because he screened the whole world. He's the guy who really set it up. He screened the whole world. And, you know, and I know Coach has said something about, you know, Hall is another option if Hunter catches it and you dump it down to him. You weren't going to be able to dump it down to him because Hall has his back to the play at that point. He initially had a look on that first screen, but if he had basket cut, which he sort of started to do, but when he sets those screens, he has his back to Hunter Tyson at that point. So there's really there was no option left but for Hunter Tyson to take that three in that situation. Because Hall screens both those guys with his back to Tyson. And he screened them both. The two most instrumental elements of the play were, in my mind, the inbounds pass and the Hall screens. And then, obviously, the shot itself. And letting Couture fly by as he tries to recover off of the Hall semi-down screen. Again, it was a double screen that took place right in the right side of the lane, about halfway up the lane. So he screened everybody. Shefflin got out of the way, and they ran that action. It was well done by all involved. And then you still needed a defensive stop, and maybe more importantly, you needed a defensive rebound, which you didn't really get. You didn't really get a clean defensive rebound, and quite honestly, they also got a pretty good shot. They got a pretty good look for Padula, who was just way off. Now, he hadn't shot well all game either. And it's interesting because you got no offense really out of your guards. I mean, Dylan Hunter gave you six, I think, and that was basically it. I mean, I think Galloway had three. I think he had 9 points out of your three guards. Hard to win with 9 points out of your three guards unless your baseline contributes, and they did. The reason that you're able to pull it off, though, with just 9 points from three guards is that you totally stoned Couture and Padula. Couture and Padula had 13 points between them. So those are their two stars. I mean, along with Mutz, those are their two stars. And neither one of those guys ever got going. I mean, if you had told me going in that Couture and Padula were going to have 13 total points, I would have said Clemson wins by 15. But again, Clemson only had nine. The trade-off there was Clemson played good defense on those guards. You know, even without Chase Hunter, without him and Y, you still played good defense. You know, Hunter, Galloway, Beadle didn't play great offensively. Hunter, the best of that bunch, but they all played well defensively. And you know that just based on the Couture and Padula results. They didn't score. They didn't shoot it well. There was none of that. So, you know, and I'll tell you what, I think that Dylan Hunter and Wiggins have earned more playing time. I don't know where the playing time is going to come from, except for, you know, the immediate. I mean, I'm assuming that we're going to see Chase Hunter at some point. If not tomorrow, then maybe Saturday. And so, you know, finding minutes for some of these young players isn't easy. It's a little easier right now because it's desperately needed. You have no choice. These guys have to play. And Dylan did a pretty good job driving to the basket at times. He missed a one-on-one with about, I don't know, 2.5 minutes left that was sort of a killer, but then he made up for it. He came right back and scored almost immediately afterward on a dribble drive to the rim. And he looks good in doing it. Honestly, I still think this. I think Dylan Hunter is still a more natural point guard than Chase Hunter is. I think he's still more natural. He's just not nearly as evolved. I mean, he just hasn't played as much basketball at this level. But they're going to need him, and they're going to need Josh, and they're going to need more out of Galloway going forward, and nothing's a given. You know, here's the thing. I mean, Georgia Tech still has players. They're still well coached. They still play funky defense. And now you're talking about playing them with a bunch of inexperienced guards if Chase doesn't play. I'm going to be worried about this until Chase returns, because I think you need all three stars. I think you need all three stars. But I take a little bit of comfort in how Dylan Hunter played. And again, I think he and Wiggins, and obviously Josh Beadle's in this group too, but Josh has been pretty regularly getting minutes. He's been getting 15, 20 minutes a game and for the most part playing real well. But I think, you know, ideally you'd like to find more minutes for Dylan Hunter and for Wiggins. It just hasn't been possible as yet. I'm sorry, Ramona. I swear to God, I just saw that pop. You want the ultimate rabbit? These news stories and sports news stories are popping up on this feed in front of me. And I swear to God, I believe I just saw something that said, can Texas A&M be the surprise team for 2023? Is that what I just saw? We're going to do that every single year? Let me see. Let me see if this pops up. We're back in football stories now. I'm waiting. I'm not seeing this story again. Louisville ranked number 5 in Baseball America. I'm not seeing it again, so I don't know. But I swear I saw that pop up. I saw Texas A&M in an article, and it sure looked like that's what it said. It should look like, here it is. Texas A&M listed as a program that could shock the world in 2023. Texas A&M listed as the program that could shock the world in 2023. Listed by whom? Are you kidding me? Isn't that the same crap we hear every single year? I thought I was seeing things for a second there, Ramona. I thought that I must be going crazy or something. I didn't believe that anyone could actually be promoting that nonsense again. Yeah, they surprise you idiots every year by not finishing ranked. In any case, it was a big win. It was a big win. You toughed it out. It wasn't pretty. There were a few elements that had me a little puzzled. I mean, one was, I just think when you're not shooting well and they can't guard Hall no matter what they do, I just think you have to dump the ball into him. Especially when he works for Seal. We talked about this Friday, about needing to get the ball into him. you know, that this was a team he's capable of scoring 30 against. And he was. He just, I just think he went for like a 10-minute stretch where you just, he didn't touch the ball. And when you're not shooting well, and nobody was, I mean, this guy is giving you 20-plus every night now. But you have to feed him. You know, when he works for a seal and he raises his hand and he's giving you the target, pass the ball. That's on you. You have to make that pass. Now, again, having the inexperienced guards might have been a part of that, but we've seen that before. But I was worried that the thing seemed to be slipping away and Hall just wasn't getting enough touches when no one else was scoring. In the end, it all turned out okay. But Hall is rolling now. He's in the look, is he 100%? No, as was discussed during the game. But he's giving you 25 a night now. So you've got to make sure you don't forget about him, because he's still the number one offensive option on this basketball team. He just is. It's not even really close. It isn't. Number one offensive option. But you have to remember that. You know, on a team that favors the three, you have to remember that. I'm checking this, Ramona. I just clicked on it. I didn't let this thing slide by me this time. The 2023, this is on Aggies Wire. The 2023 college football season is just 7 or so months away. But seriously, we have plenty of time to evaluate every one of the 131 programs. And for Texas A&M, the 2023 campaign is shaking up to be one of the most widely publicized seasons under Coach Jimbo Fisher after a disastrous 5-7 showing in 2022. I'm sorry, didn't you say that this past year? Wasn't that your claim this past year, that same argument? Weren't they in the top 10 everywhere you looked this past year, except our poll? Recently, 247 sports writer Raymond Lucas, whoever that is, listed 10 programs that could shock the world in 2023, which happened to include the Aggies. The Aggies. The Aggies are included in that list every single stinking year. The only one they shock is you people. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Gentlemen, erectile dysfunction or low T got you down? Take action now and turn your life around. Call Greenville Men's Clinic at 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com. Make the call today, 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com.
It's a new year, so why not give yourself a new you? With Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center has everything that you need to feel refreshed and ready for 2023. Get anything from a haircut or neck trim to a 7-step facial shave. This new classic barbershop has everything you need to look your best. Call 864-884-8920 for your next appointment. Or use the new Roosters app to see more of the services they provide. Roosters Grooming Men's Center. Located on Pelham Road in Greenville.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift that keeps on giving. Testosterone replacement from Low Country Male. Our concierge TRT plans are around $7 a day and include testosterone, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. We also offer Wegovy semaglutide plans. Wegovy reduces cravings, lowers A1C, and increases metabolism. The results are amazing. Say no to beta male energy, say no to dad bods, and say no to food cravings with TRT and Wegovy. Make men men again. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
Hey, this is Coach Dabo Swinney of the Clemson Tigers. Fall is the time to enjoy great football with family and friends, but underage drinking should never be a part of the scene. Underage drinking is against the law, and that includes providing alcohol to anyone under 21. It is never okay to provide alcohol to minors. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws this football season. Help keep those under 21 safe and alcohol-free. Check out phoenixcenter.org for more info.
If that home improvement project has been on your honey-do list for months now with no start date in sight, it's time to call Adams & Co. Not only are they roofing specialists, they are also skilled general contractors offering remodeling quotes for interior and exterior projects, bathroom or kitchen remodels, gutters, siding, painting, flooring, cabinets, and carpentry. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your home improvement needs. 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see him at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Needing to rent a mini excavator like a Bobcat E32, a skid steer, or wood chipper? Or maybe a smaller tool like a pressure washer, jackhammer, or compactor? McNeely Store and Rental has got you covered. Clemson alumni-owned, renting equipment and selling materials for more than 30 years. We also sell septic materials, ADS drainage products, concrete boxes, real stone veneers, and more. With two upstate South Carolina locations in Clemson and West Union, McNeelyStoreAndRental.com or call Matt for a quote today, 828-553-4338.
Wakefield Automotive has built a reputation of trust with its loyal customers for decades. Their family-owned business loves helping the upstate save. Now they have the Wakefield Family Promise. Even with new vehicle shortages, you will never pay over MSRP for your new Buick or GMC. Get the best price on your new Sierra, Yukon Envision, or Encore GX, and the excellent service you expect from them. So don't pay a big markup. Experience the Wakefield Automotive Family Promise and save. Visit us today at 300 West St. John Street in Spartanburg or at wakefieldauto.com.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Whatever your child's dreams may be, Kumon Learning Centers can help them come true. The Kumon Math and Reading Program works thanks to the power of daily practice. Regular practice in math and reading strengthens skills and opens up opportunities. Practice builds independence, confidence, and grit in academics and in life. Kumon can help your child reach higher and achieve more. Right now, enroll and save up to $50. Call 1-800-ABC-MATH.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Switch it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Then Lizzie, welcome to the Road Rage. We're back. You know, I thought I must be seeing things, Ramona, when I saw that Texas A&M article. I thought, you know, oh, this must be one of those articles from last year. No, it's new. It's fresh. It's the same friggin' thing every year with these people. I mean, it just, they never stop. It's Texas A&M every single year, except they never matter. Never. How are they going to matter this year? What's going to change this year? What'll make it different this year?
I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Texter said, Paul said it was just dumb luck winning. I guess. Texter 222 said on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line, thanks for a complete breakdown of Clemson's win and play against Va Tech. Great play drawn up by Brad Brunell. He's a tremendous coach for Clemson. Thanks for supporting him well. Texter 222. How about that? Yeah, look, you know, it was a really good play design, really well set up, lots of possible options. You had to trust a lot of people. And then at the end, you still have to make the shot. See, that's the thing. Brad Brunell's drawn up a lot of really good plays in the past where sometimes the players just don't make the shots. You know, so that's still how it culminates. That ball has to go in. You can draw up the greatest play on earth, but if he clanks the jumper, it doesn't matter. So you still have that element. You know, I never forgot when Purnell was here, Ramona. You know, he was being asked one time about. In fact, maybe I asked him. I don't know about free throw shooting because it was abysmal. It was not good. No, I think this was a media question that time, this particular time, and. At large, and somebody asked him, how do you get better? And Purnell's answer was recruit better shooters.
Oh, yeah.
Right, as his answer. Because the bottom line is that is sort of the answer. That there really is. I mean, you know, it's not so surprising that great shooters make their free throws and pedestrian shooters don't. You know, so there is an element to that. There's an element to that. And no matter how well you draw it up, as Brad did, you still have to hit that shot. And the good news for this team, and it's a little compromised right now given, you know, their sort of lack of health. This team has guys that can really shoot the ball. Now, two of those guys are out, you know, and it'll be really nice to have them back sooner than later. Florida State worries me. Yeah, you know, look, here's the thing. And I got a lot of texts on A&M. I'm going to get to them. But Florida State worries me. But I'm not even allowing myself to think about Florida State until you take care of business against Georgia Tech. And I know they're not very good. I know all that. I'm still worried about the funky defense and young guards who haven't seen it, you know, and that type of thing. I'm still worried until you have Chase Hunter and Hemingway get back. I'm still going to be a little concerned. You're sort of having to battle these out. But one thing I think is important, if you're not shooting the ball quite as well as you'd like to from three, you can always dump it into Hall, and 60% of the time he's going to score. He's still the best offensive option. He's still the guy that, you know, now you have to get him the ball, but, you know, he works without the ball. He works without the ball. I want to see him touch it more. I want to see more shots for him going forward. I don't care who's playing. I want to see more of it. I want to see more of it because he's starting to become the PJ Hall that we expect to see. Again, not fully healthy, but a lot better than he was. You know, I went into the weekend and I wrote this on Twitter. What I thought was to Clemson's best advantage in terms of the other outcomes of games that were being played. I thought it was to Clemson's advantage if Duke beat Miami, if Wake Forest beat Virginia, if NC State beat North Carolina. Only one of those things happened. The one that happened was Duke beating Miami in a close game at Cameron, 68-66. Miami wouldn't go away in that game. They had lots of chances down the stretch. Honestly, on a neutral court, I would think they're the better team, but it's not on a neutral court. And the reason I wanted Duke to beat Miami was that Clemson has already beaten Duke and the Tigers have no return match at Cameron. Miami, you still have to play. Granted, it's here, but you still have to play them. So there's still a bit of an unknown there. You already have an advantage over Duke. So I wanted Duke to win that game. I think it was good news for Clemson that Duke did win that game. I wanted Wake Forest to win at home against UVA because Clemson had already split with Wake Forest and you haven't played UVA and you get them at UVA. So I thought it would have been to Clemson's advantage if Wake Forest won that game. The problem was Appleby didn't play well. And Keegan Clark did a great job on him. You know, Clark didn't do much offensively in this game as he did the game before, but he was great defending Appleby. He really pestered him. Appleby struggled. I think he was in single digits. Might have had seven for the game. And Wake's not going to win many games in which he scores, you know, seven or eight and struggles from the field. And he actually was having trouble finishing around the rim, too. He had a few pretty good driving layup looks that he did not finish. And Virginia's playing good basketball. They're getting contributions from a lot of people. I mean, I understand all the people who think that Virginia is going to win the league. There's a lot of reason to believe that. They're playing well. Their resume is good. You know, winning this league is in the regular season is sort of what they're accustomed to doing. So, look, they're going to be a tough out. I'm not sure the date. You know, again, look, in a real sense, when you're in front, you don't need to worry about anybody who's behind you. You just need to win. You just need to win and keep winning. Here's the thing. You know, at one point, I think that people thought, you know, I don't know, maybe six losses would win this thing or that kind of thing. I don't think that's going to happen because I just don't think Virginia's going to lose very much. So if you want to win the league, you're going to have to stay in front of them, and that means either beating them head-to-head in their building or getting some other help from people. Look up UVA's schedule, Ramona. I looked it up. Look up Virginia basketball schedule, not Virginia Tech, UVA, Virginia. Look up Virginia's basketball schedule. I had looked at this the other night, and I didn't think their schedule was too difficult. Although, I will say this. I have this feeling. Just call it a gut feeling. And part of it's because I think Virginia Tech is better than they were. I watched the Virginia Tech game at UVA a few days ago. I think Virginia Tech is going to beat UVA in the rematch. I do. I think they're going to win that. I think they're going to win the rematch in Blacksburg. I'm sort of counting on that. You sort of need Virginia. If you want this regular season title, you sort of need Virginia to take another L somewhere rather than just count on going there and beating them. Now, going there and beating them will do a world of good. But, you know, basically, the way I view this thing right now is if you really have designs on winning the league title, you have to win every night. And that's not easy. And it won't be easy for anybody. But I think Virginia is going to force you to have to win every night. You're not going to have any mulligans. You can't drop unexpected games. I'm worried about the game against Florida State and Tallahassee. Florida State's playing really well. Went to Pitt and beat them and played really well in that game. They were the better team. So they have all their pieces together now. And this is sort of typical of Leonard Hamilton teams. They tend to get better over the course of the year. They worry me. That game worries me. That's always a tough place to play. But before you get there, you have to take care of Georgia Tech. Now, Virginia's schedule, Ramona. Give me Virginia's schedule because I believe that game in Blacksburg is coming up like in the next 10 days or something. Who do they have next?
Let's see. Boston College.
When's that?
The 28th.
They don't play till the 28th?
They play Wake Forest on the 21st, and then the next one on the list is the 28th, Boston College.
Okay.
12 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Where's that game?
Charlottesville.
Okay.
Virginia. Home.
Yeah. Well, good luck relying on BC to beat them in Charlottesville. All right. What's next?
Next one is at Syracuse on the 30th.
You know, I mean, that could be interesting. That can be a tough place to play. There's a chance that Virginia could drop one. Look, Virginia's not unbeatable. Nobody's unbeatable. I wrote this earlier. Looking at the AP top 10, this is as wide open as I remember. I don't trust any. I mean, who do you trust? Of the teams in the top 10 right now, who do you trust? Do you trust Purdue? Do you trust Houston? Do you trust Alabama? I mean, do you trust Tennessee? I mean, people trust Tennessee only to be disappointed every single stinking year. Who do you trust among those teams in the top 10? See, I'm not sure you trust anybody. Therefore, I believe this is actually going to be the most wide open field we've ever had. I know that we say that a lot in this industry, but if you just look at the top 10, there's nobody that you just look at and say, oh, they're unbeatable. You know, oh, that's Tark's UNLV, you know, or that's one of Krzyzewski's best Duke teams, or, you know, Or Calhoun's Connecticut teams, or you know, pick yours. Prime UCLA. There's nobody in the top 10 that looks like that. No, nobody. I mean, you know, there are some teams playing better basketball than they were earlier in the year. Alabama is certainly one of those. I was asked about them. All right. So that at Syracuse is when?
The 30th.
All right. What's next?
The next one is at Virginia Tech on the 4th.
On the 4th?
Yeah.
All right. So if you're going to get Virginia Tech losses, I think, or excuse me, UVA losses, non-Clemson UVA losses, I think it's going to have to come in those couple games. And again, I think Virginia Tech's going to beat them. I don't know why. I watched that game. It was close. It was close enough. It was competitive. You know, it was Couture's first game back. And Vatek is better than they've played. They are. They're better than they've played. I think they can win that game at home against Virginia. All right, what else after that?
The next one is North Carolina State on the 7th.
That's in Charlottesville?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Duke at home on the 11th.
See, this is the thing. I don't think they have to go. I mean, they may have earlier. I don't recall. But I don't think they have to go to Duke or North Carolina, do they?
They're at North Carolina on the 25th.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, well, that's reason to be optimistic then.
But they're not at Duke anymore.
Yeah.
Anymore.
All right. Well, there's enough. There's enough there. There's enough. There's enough there for you to stay ahead of them. I mean, obviously, again, the thing is, you can't give away any easy ones. Not that at Florida State's going to be easy, because that's going to be a bear. Clemson's going to need Chase Hunter for that basketball game. If you want to win that basketball game, I think you're going to need Chase Hunter. But I still say the same thing. There's nobody, if Clemson is fully healthy, there's nobody on this schedule they can't beat. There just isn't. And I don't mean like long shot beat either. I mean, who are you going to be afraid of? Are you afraid of at Virginia? No. Could you lose, 68-66 there? Sure. Are you afraid of them? Are you afraid that it's going to be a Tap City blowout, that this Virginia team is going to blow this Clemson team out? No, that's not happening. Clemson's going to be right in that game whether they win or not. And, I mean, North Carolina, they're playing a little better. Are you worried that you're going to get blown out by this Tar Heels team? No, of course not. This basketball team is going to be in every single game they play. Every single game they play. They're not going anywhere. They're too experienced. They're too good. They can win every one of these games. They can. I mean, you have to, I know it's cliche, but you do have to take it one game at a time. You can't overlook anybody, especially right now when they're a little bit compromised. That's why I'm not looking past Georgia Tech and the Funkadelic defense with young guards. Quick break.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three. Monday through Wednesday till 7:30. Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Hey guys, my biggest issue over the holidays used to be stress, overeating, and low energy. Then I started TRT and Wegovy Semaglutide at Low Country Mail. Testosterone took care of the stress, low energy, and performance issues in the bedroom. Wegovy took away my food cravings, lowered my A1C, and helped me lose 15% of my body weight. I went down a few pant sizes, made gains in the gym, and have never looked better. Simple monthly no-contract pricing included medication, labs, and doctor visits. Book your appointment today, lowcountrymail.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be a challenging task. The George Coleman Ford team strives to change that. Perhaps that's why their online reviews and multiple Ford President's Awards speak volumes. And with new inventory arriving monthly, you can find the vehicle you've been looking for or have George Coleman Ford order one for you. Never any hidden fees or phantom charges at George Coleman Ford. Plain and simple, old-fashioned, honest business. The best is found in Traveler's Rest. George Coleman Ford.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn.
use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Bennett Equipment has helped build the upstate for the last 23 years by renting and selling construction equipment. And when it comes to compact equipment, the best in the industry is Takeuchi. The lineup of track skid steer loaders, excavators, wheel loaders, and hundreds of attachments make the choice easy. So come and see why so many choose to buy it or rent it from Bennett and experience the Takeuchi difference in the upstate, western North Carolina, and North Georgia.
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627. 654-7627. So after Clemson beat Virginia Tech, Ramona, Tim Bray posted this. For those of you who think the net ranking is an absurd metric, Clemson beat Virginia Tech Saturday for the second time this year. The Tigers are 8-1 in the ACC. Virginia Tech is 1-7. Are you following me on this? In there?
No, but I didn't expect to because it was from Tim Bray.
This is simple. All you got to do is listen. For those of you who think the net ranking is an absurd metric, Clemson beat Virginia Tech Saturday for the second time this year. The Tigers are 8-1 in the ACC. Virginia Tech is 1-7. Clemson is 59 in the net ranking. Virginia Tech is 55.
Okay. Yeah, I still don't understand it.
Ramona, one team is 1-7 in league. The right. other is 8-1.
I understand.
The 8-1 team beat the other, beat the 1-7 team twice.
Right.
And the 1-7 team is ahead of the 8-1 team in the rankings.
I understand all that, but why are you reading it to me? I understand that.
Well, you just said you didn't. I mean, what's not to understand there? I guess is what I'm asking. I mean, Clemson.
I guess I don't understand what you want me to say to that.
It's horrific. The whole thing stinks out loud. It's friggin' an absolute joke. It should be set on fire immediately, abandoned. It's patently ridiculous. It's a system that does not work in any way, shape, or form. It's utterly asinine. I mean, how on God's green earth can a 1-7 team in league, playing in the same league, who lost twice to an 8-1 team, be ahead of them in the rankings? How? How is it possible? I mean, all you need to do is look at that and say, okay, this doesn't work. This is utterly asinine. There's no element of it that works. A 1-7 team cannot be ahead of an 8-1 team. On what planet? And when the 8-1 team is 2-0 against the 1-7 team, that just emphasizes the distinction between the two teams to an even greater, absolutely hysterical degree. And then you want to come back and tell me that in the net, Clemson trails that same team? I mean, what the blank are you talking about? Take your net and shove it where the sun doesn't shine. I mean, it's utterly laughable. It's beyond laughable. It's despicable. It's a system that does not work in any way, shape, or form. It hasn't worked all year. It never works. It's utterly laughable. Utterly laughable. I mean, how can you actually write these things? How can you put these things together? How can you do the math after assembling your little net rankings and say, oh, okay, this is okay? How is it ever okay that a 1-7 team in league is ahead of an 8-1 team in league when the 8-1 team beat the 1-7 team twice? I mean, Clemson beat them the other day and lost ground to them. Do results matter at all? Virginia Tech ahead of Clemson in the net rankings. See, this is why I don't care about any of that crap. Just keep winning. Just keep winning. It doesn't matter what these idiots think or what they do. Just keep winning. Nobody in their right mind. I mean, what are you going to do? Send 1-7 Virginia Tech to the tournament? I mean, what is wrong with you people? I mean, okay, so you have a little formula, right? You have a little formula that you thought at one time was a good thing. You thought you were doing a good thing. Okay, all right. But now, in the cold light of day, faced with the hard evidence that it's an unmitigated disaster, now you burn it, right? Now you say, okay, you know what? This doesn't work. We're not gonna abide by this. We're not even gonna consider this. It's utterly laughable. I mean, what do you think the Virginia Tech players, etc., coaching staff, are thinking when they see this? What are they thinking? They must be laughing their butts off. What is their strategy, by the way, to lose every game? If they played Clemson three more times and lost all three, Clemson be out of it completely at that point? Would Virginia Tech losing close games to Clemson just bury Clemson and continue to advance Virginia Tech's cause? If that's the case, then there's something fatally flawed with your system. And oh, by the way, there is something fatally flawed, all right. God. Matt and Anderson. Matt, how are you, Matt? Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, yes, sir. How you doing, Daywalk?
Good, Matt. Thank you.
I wasn't planning on calling you show today, but when you got to talking about the basketball rankings, you know, I noticed that before I went to bed last night, and it made me scratch my head. I thought I was half asleep.
Yeah.
I was like, how is this possible, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a subject that I'm glad you brought up today, because I noticed it last night, and it is. It's stupid. I didn't get it, but the way you should have explained it to Ramona, that would be like her winning the pick'em contest, but when she checked the results, she finished in fourth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And this is the height of absurdity. It's the most direct comparison of two teams humanly possible. One is winning the league. The other's at the bottom of the league. The team that's winning the league is 2-0 against the team that's at the bottom of the league, and the team that's at the bottom of the league has a better net ranking. Okay, it doesn't work. Yeah, that's the end. Get out.
Yeah, they can keep that in basketball, because if they bring that to football, Clemson would probably be in the top, you know, 2 or 3, and Georgia would be 10th. So yeah. I don't know. It's crazy, man. Yeah. But anyway, thank you for taking my call, Walt.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I mean, it's utterly insane. I mean, again, I get you developed a little formula and such. I get it. We appreciate your effort. Now get out. Now take your little formula and get out. Now. I mean, I just don't understand for the life of me how you can come out with those results and say, yeah, we're good with this. Let's sign our name to this. You know what I mean? I mean, how do you sign your name to that? How? How in God's green earth? It just, it doesn't make any sense at all. Oh, my God. Let me tell you about Clemson Pod Partners. Look, I'm excited to let our listeners know about a new advertising partner that's making a huge impact here in the upstate, Clemson Paw Partners. Clemson Paw Partners is an animal welfare organization that raises funds through the help of local businesses and our community to help save the lives of animals through low-cost spay-neuter programs and providing other necessary medical care to animal owners that otherwise could not afford their care. All staff except vets and vet techs are 100% unpaid volunteers with big hearts for helping animals in our community. The good news is you can help. It's easy to do. Visit ClemsonPawPartners.org today. Give whatever your heart leads, whether it's $5 or $5,000. Clemson Paw Partners utilizes every single penny of your donation to help the animals in need right in our community. You can even donate as a business. Sign up on their website, and if you don't have the funds to spare, give your time and help Clemson Paw Partners care for these animals that don't have a voice and can't speak for themselves. This is a great cause, great people, a great way to serve the community that you live and work in. ClemsonPawPartners.org, and follow them on Facebook for updates. And later today, I'll be telling you the story about a special dog that Clemson Paw Partners helped with, and because it's a unique story. This year, Clemson Paw Partners is partnering with Pickens County Meals on Wheels to deliver dog and cat food to elderly pet owners in need. Donate cat or food, or dog or cat food, excuse me, directly to Clemson Paw Partners at 115 B Commons Way in Central, and it will be delivered by Meals on Wheels. It's such an incredible cause. Get involved. I promise you will thank me later. I mean, I've seen a lot of insane things, a lot of insane metrics in my life, but this is like almost beyond belief. Texas said, is this woke metrics? I mean, I don't know, maybe. I mean, I just don't know. You know, it's one of those things where, like, you know, you think you're doing a math problem, right? And you think you know the right answer. And then you come out with an answer at the end, and you know it's completely wrong, that can't possibly be the answer. Okay, you've got to go back and tear it all down. There's something wrong. Something wrong with your formula. Something you put in the entered the wrong way. Something wrong. It just doesn't work. You can't stand by that. You can't actually take that to press. You can't put that up somewhere and say, oh, this is how it came out. You can't do that. You have to say, oh, no. It was a nice little plan. We acknowledge it doesn't work. All right. We're scrapping this crap, and we're going back to, something else. Anything else. You can't have this answer. There's no way on God's green earth you can have that answer. You just can't. It's impossible. I mean, just don't know. I mean, you come up with that. 8-year-old kids in Idaho are saying, moron. I mean, hey, moron, that doesn't work, moron. Again, 8-1 versus 1-7. The 8-1 team has beaten the 1-7 team twice head to head. And the 1-7 team who's 0-2 against the 8-1 team is ahead of them in your rankings. Okay, no. No. Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you want to hide that? When the BCS was formulated amongst all the other madness associated with that little plan, they, in their handbook, had a well-hidden clause that said, if we don't like what the process spits out, we can choose any teams we want. I used to argue with the four-letter person who was in charge. I can't remember that dude's name, but he was 100% wrong and later admitted it, but said, but they wouldn't use it. I said, oh, yeah, that's right. You told me it didn't exist. Now you're changing your argument to they wouldn't use it. I said, there's a reason they put it in. It's because they would use it. This net rankings needs one of those. This net rankings needs an explosion clause. A clause that says if it comes out, when we enter all our little info, if it comes out that a 1-7 team in league who lost twice to an 8-1 team in league is still ahead of the 8-1 team, then we blow it up. Then we blow it up. We move on. We acknowledge that we're not good at this. That this is not a strength.
we move on. We say, yeah, no, don't print that. No, don't post that. No, we're not gonna put that anywhere where people like me can say the things I'm saying now. We're not gonna do that because we don't want to be embarrassed. It's embarrassing enough that you came out with a 1-7 team above an 8-1 team in the same league. Yeah, imagine how that would work like in the National Football League. Pick a conference. Pick a division. NFC East. On a normal year. You're going to take a 1-7 team and you're going to put them ahead of an 8-1 team because you have some formula that says they should be? So what do you think should change there? Just out of curiosity. Do you think we should roll with the 8-1 being the better record and let that team head to the playoffs? Or you think we should go with the 1-7 team and say, you know, look, we believe in this formula. Would anybody do that anywhere? Anywhere on God's green earth? Would that be acceptable to anyone anywhere? I mean, other than the 1-7 team. The 1-7 team loves it. They love it. Virginia Tech loves it. They can't figure it out, but they love it. But other than somebody who's directly involved, is there another place on the planet that would work? Is there a division in sports that would work? Or isn't the 8-1 team always just better because, you know, they're 8-1 and you're 1-7? I just can't imagine it. I just can't imagine. I don't know how it works. I don't care. I mean, they throw their numbers into a computer, garbage in, garbage out. Throw their numbers into a computer, and then they come back and say, this is how it came out. No. Run it again. Put more garbage in. Different garbage. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three. Monday through Wednesday till 7:30. Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson. It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Have you heard that the IRS is hiring thousands of additional revenue officers, which will result in an increase in audits and levies? If you owe delinquent taxes, these changes will cause you more stress and unwanted misery. Be proactive. Start today. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve those taxes before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Do it today and rest easier tomorrow.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Kraft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires.